Amen. Break sourcing and prep masterclass with clean routing in Ableton Live. Beginner friendly, but we're going to set it up like you actually want to use it in real drum and bass sessions. By the end, you're not just dragging in a break and hoping for the best. You'll have a clean Amen drum rack, a proper break bus for control, a parallel smash channel for aggression, and a couple of returns for space. And you'll print out a finished loop you can drop into any project instantly. Alright, start a new live set. Step 0. Quick DNB ready setup. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere from 170 to 178 is normal, but 174 is a great middle ground. Turn on the metronome for the prep stage. And a quick workflow note. Session view is amazing for getting everything tight and organized. Then arrangement views where you build your 16 or 32 bar drum part. Now step 1. Sourcing the Amen. You've got a few routes. Sample packs are easiest and cleanest, and ideally you want a WAV or AFE, not an MP3. MP3s can smear transients, and for breaks, transients are the whole game. If you're searching your own library, try keywords like Amen, Amen Break, Jungle Breaks, or Classic Breaks. Here's what good looks like. Minimal crackle, or at least consistent crackle, a clear kick and snare transient, not heavily mastered or clipped, and ideally it's already a clean one-bar or two-bar recording. Before we even import it, do yourself a favor and make a simple folder structure. Something like samples, breaks, Amen, then three folders, raw, processed, and racks. That tiny bit of organization is how you end up finishing tracks instead of rebuilding the same thing every time. Step 2. Import and warp correctly. This is everything. Drag your Amen onto an audio track and name that track Amen RIW. Double-click the clip so you can see clip view. Turn warp on. If Ableton guessed the tempo wrong, don't panic. We're going to tell it what reality is. Zoom into the very beginning and find the true first downbeat transient. Usually the first kick. Even if there's a tiny bit of noise before it, we want the actual hit. Right-click that transient and choose set 1.1.1 here. Now right-click again and choose warp from here. Straight. Set warp mode to beats. Set preserve to transients. Start with envelope around 100, and if you hear little clicks or weird artifacts, pull it down a bit. The goal is not perfect time stretch science project. The goal is, it loops at 174 and feels locked, not flaming, not drifting. Now do a quick bar count sanity check. This is huge. Zoom out. If you intend this to be one bar or two bars, make sure the clip end lands exactly on a bar line after warping. If it's even 10 or 20 milliseconds off, you might not notice at first, but when you duplicate it across an arrangement, it slowly starts feeling messy. Clean loops equal clean tracks. Loop the clip and listen with the metronome. If the groove drifts, fix warp markers. And teacher tip here, use the minimum warp markers you need. Beginners often overwarp, and that's when breaks start sounding wobbly and facey. Step 3. Clean the raw break with light corrective work. On Amen Raw, drop an EQ 8 first. High pass around 25 to 35 HC to remove rumble. You're not trying to remove the kick. You're removing the useless subsonic stuff that just eats headroom. If it's boxy, do a small dip around 250 to 400 HC. If it's harsh, a gentle dip around 6 to 9 KHC can help. Keep these moves subtle. We want a better Amen, not a different Amen. Then add utility. Adjust gain so peaks are reasonable. Avoid red. And if the break is super wide or facey, try width around 80 to 100%. Optional, but sometimes it tightens the center punch. If the noise between hits is distracting, you can use a gate, lightly, but don't erase all the character. Jungle and DNB are allowed to have grit. The key word is controlled. Step 4. Consolidate and slice to a drum rack. Select the region you want, usually one or two bars. Hit CMD or Control J to consolidate. Consolidating matters because it makes slicing consistent and repeatable. Now right-click the consolidated clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. In the slicing options, slice by transients. Warp slices on, so it stays flexible with tempo changes. Launch mode gate is usually the most drum-friendly. Ableton will build you a drum rack with slices mapped across pads, starting at C1. Rename that new MIDI track Amen Rack. Quick mindset shift. This is where you stop thinking loop and start thinking instrument. The Amen is now playable. Step 5. Clean routing. This is the big level up. Select Amen Rack and group it. CMD or Control G. Name the group Break Bus. Now you've got a source track and a bus. That bus is where you'll do your main control processing. That's how you avoid the classic beginner trap of putting random processing on every single slice until the rack becomes unmixable. Now add returns for space. Create return and name it room. Put hybrid reverb on it. Reverb mode. Decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. High cut somewhere around 6 to 10k so it doesn't get fizzy. And here's a really practical tip. High pass the reverb input around 300 to 600 Hz. That keeps the reverb from muddying your groove. If you want it even clearer, add a little pre-delay, like 10 to 25 milliseconds, so your transients stay punchy and the space blooms behind them. Return B. Name it dub delay. Put an echo on it. Set time to 1/8 or 1/4. Feedback around 15 to 30%. And filter the lows below about 200 Hz so the delay doesn't smear the low end. Back on Amen rack, send a little to room. Start around minus 18 to minus 12 dB worth of send. If you can clearly hear the reverb all the time, it's probably too loud for a rolling break. You usually want to feel it more than hear it. Now the parallel chain. Break smash. Create a new audio track and name it Break Smash. Set audio from to break bus, or directly from Amen rack. Either works, but sourcing from the bus is nice if you want your basic EQ cleanup feeding both paths. Set monitoring to in. On break smash, add drum bus. Drive somewhere in the 10 to 30% zone. Crunch to taste. Boom is optional, but be careful. In DNB, the sub weight usually belongs to your bass, not your break. Then add saturator. Turn soft clip on. Drive about 2 to 6 dB. Then add glue compressor. Attack 1 to 3 milliseconds. Release on auto. Ratio 4 to 1. On a parallel chain you can hit it harder, like 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction. Sometimes even more, because you're blending it in, not replacing your main break. Coach move. Put a safety limiter at the very end of break smash only, with a ceiling around minus 1 dB. This lets you push distortion and compression for character, without random overs blasting your whole drum bus. Now blend the break smash fader underneath the clean break. Bring it up until it adds attitude and density, but the main transient punch still feels like it's coming from the clean path. And one more pro fix, phase and timing. Parallel processing can cause tiny delays, and sometimes your smash layer makes the break feel hollow. If that happens, use track delay on break smash. Try values like minus 1 to minus 10 milliseconds, and listen for the moment the transient snaps into place and feels reinforced, not cancelled. Step 6. Make the rack playable. This is where it becomes fast. Open the drum rack and audition some pads. First, kill tiny clicks at the slice starts. Some slices trigger a hair before the transient. Open the simpler for that slice and nudge the start point forward just enough that the click disappears, without shaving off the punch. This matters a lot once you start saturating and compressing, because clicks get exaggerated. Next, choke groups. Most people only choke hats, but here's a trick. You can put most slices that have room tail into one master choke group and exclude your main kick and main snare slices. The result is less wash, more definition, especially when you're doing fast rolls and ghost notes. Then envelopes. If some slices are too long, shorten the decay slightly. Tight breaks mix better and feel more modern. If you want that older jungle smear, you can always add it back with sends. Pitch and tuning. If the Amen feels like it's fighting the key of your track, you can pitch the rack. For classic jungle energy, pitching up 1 to 3 semitones adds bite. For heavier modern DNB, try 0 or even minus 1 for a bit more weight. You can pitch per slice, or use a MIDI pitch effect before the rack for a quick global shift. Optional but powerful, if you identify your main snare slice, you can add a saturator just on that pad and map its drive to a macro called Snare Edge. Now you can increase snare presence without making the whole break harsh. Step 7. Program a rolling DNB pattern. Create a MIDI clip on Amen rack. Make it 2 bars. Set your grid to 1/16 to start. Later, switch to 1/32 for ghost stuff and little rolls. Start simple. Anchor hits first. You want a strong snare on beats 2 and 4. That's your DNB promise to the listener. Then place kicks around 1 and 3, and let the Amen slices create the movement between them. Now add ghost notes. Quiet little snare-ish or rim-ish slices slightly before or after the main snare. Sprinkle hats for constant motion. Treat velocity as your groove control. Main snare, high, around 100 to 127. Ghost hits, maybe 30 to 70. Hats, 40 to 90 depending on how urgent you want it. If it sounds robotic, don't immediately add more notes. First, adjust velocity. Second, try a light groove from the groove pool, like an MPC-style groove at 5 to 15%. Modern rollers usually don't want heavy swing, but a touch of human pull can make it feel expensive. And here are a few fast variation ideas that sound arranged instantly. 1. Call and response. make 2 1-bar clips. Bar A is more straight and anchored. Bar B is busier with extra ghosting. Then arrange ABA. That's it. It sounds like you made decisions. 2. Microfill by note replacement. Instead of adding extra hits, replace the last 1/16 before snare 4 with a different slice. Same rhythm, new vibe, no chaos. 3. Velocity ramps. If you do a quick 1/32 roll, ramp the velocities upward into the snare. Suddenly it sounds intentional, not like a machine gun. 4. A tasteful triplet flick. Just a tiny 1/16 triplet burst right before a main snare, 2 or 3 low velocity notes. Classic jungle spice, but don't overuse it. 5. Reverse 1/16 for tension. Duplicate a pad. Enable reverse and simpler, shorten the decay, and use it like a little suck into a snare. Step 8. Arrangement. Make it usable for 8 to 32 bars. Go to Arrangement View and build a simple 32-bar structure. Bars 1 through 8. Main break. Clean break plus a touch of smash. Bars 9 through 16. Add a varination. Twop 1 or 2 slices, or add a 1/32 roll into a snare. Bars 17 through 24. Halftime tease. Pull hats and ghosts out. Keep only kick and snare anchors. That contrast makes the next full section hit harder. Bars 25 through 32. Fill and impact. Stutters. And maybe one big reverb or delay throw. Important return trick. Pre-fader throws. If you want the delay or reverb to keep ringing out after you mute the dry break, set your send to pre. In Ableton you can right-click the send and choose pre. Then you can dock or mute the dry signal and the throw keeps going, which is super useful for transitions. And if you want a simple pro energy arc without rewriting drums, automate just 3 things over the 32 bars. Automate the break smash fader for intensity. Automate the room send for space. And automate a gentle low pass on the break bus for tension and release. That's enough to create sections and movement without turning the drums into a complicated puzzle. Step 9. Final gain staging and print. On break bus, do tiny shaping with EQ 8 if needed, then optionally a glue compressor with a slower attack, like 10 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2:1, and just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. That's gel, not flatten. This audio version is shortened for playback.